Two Corkmen talking on a Dublin radio station the day after an All-Ireland football final. Not a bad way to introduce Ryan Leavis. Ryan, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon. Hi, how are you?
Ryan, I suppose we could spend a half an hour talking about football, but if it was Cork football, it wouldn't take up a half an hour the way things are. So we will talk.
No, certainly not.
We will talk about the Blue Star programme. Tell me all about the Blue Star programme, Ryan.
Yeah, happy to do so. So basically, the Blue Star programme, it's an education initiative for primary school pupils all across the country. The idea of the programme is actually quite simple. What the programme looks to achieve is that pupils basically get the opportunity to foster a better understanding of Europe, how it works in general, and how it affects their daily lives. What we look to achieve with the Blue Star programme is that it's intended to be curriculum friendly as well. So in other words, teachers and their classes have the flexibility to be creative and to tailor their projects towards whatever their needs are in the classroom. This is the 8th year of the Blue Star programme now. It's been going on since 2011 and it honestly has grown from strength to strength. We've had 90,000 pupils take part in the programme over that time, 1,000 school registrations, and we'd love to see those numbers continue to grow.
Excellent. And it sounds... The jump out phrase there, Ryan, is curriculum friendly. So I know probably in our time going to school, certainly in mine, there was two subjects. One was history, the other was geography. I don't even know if they're on the curriculum anymore. I think they've been amalgamated and changed. But they are two subjects now that, just listening to you, jump out at me as model made for this type of a project.
Yes, absolutely, it is. So when the programme's being put together, the four key elements of the programme that we focus on are history, geography, culture and creative, and the institutions of the EU. So what we've done is that we've tailored those to basically fit the national primary curriculum. So when teachers are doing their work in the classroom with the pupils, what the Blue Star programme gives them the opportunity to do is to think outside the box, I suppose. So to maybe go and explore other elements of a historical topic they're dealing with, or geography, or anything like that. So absolutely, the programme is curriculum friendly. It's something we're very keen to maintain, and it's a lot of the reason for the success of the programme as well.
History, geography, culture and creativity, Ryan. Yeah, I can see that. I can see how you could make that work. I could see how you could build it into a curriculum. But for primary school children, the institutions of the EU, is that not a bit complicated and dry topic to be trying to, explain to small children, really?
Yeah, so it's certainly the most challenging one. So what we recommend with the programme and what we push quite a lot is the visits. So what the visits element is, as I said earlier, this is the 8th year of the programme, so MEPs, TDs, ambassadors, they're all very familiar with the programme and know the ins and outs of it. So what we recommend to all schools is if you get in touch with your local MEP or your local TD, or if there's a certain country you're doing in school and you want to reach out to the ambassador, get in touch with them. They're very aware of the Blue Star programme. We make them aware of it. And that sometimes is the best way to deal it, to actually meet these people face-to-face in the classroom and allow the pupils to ask what questions they want of the visitors.
I can really, really see the thinking behind this, and the beauty of it is its simplicity. And as we both know, Ryan, some of the best ideas that ever came about in the world were the simple ones. And this... why it took so long and why it's only 8 years in its inception is mind-boggling, because, you know, you really think that if people were thinking outside the box, this could have been running from 1973.
Yeah, I'm sure it could have. So I suppose in 2011... I suppose it was just the brainchild of numerous agencies and organisations and governmental bodies as well. So the Minister of State for European Affairs at the time, the Department of Foreign Affairs, the Department of Taoiseach, the Department of Education, the European Commission, the European Parliament and European Movement Ireland, who implement the programme. Basically everyone kind of got together and put forward this idea and this project, this programme, and it's been running ever since. And you're right, the simplicity of it and the flexibility and curriculum-friendly nature of it is is just a cornerstone of the programme. We're very happy to work with schools if they want to do it over 2 years or 1 year, whether they're small schools out in Western Ireland or whether they're big inner city schools in Cork and Dublin. We're happy to work across the entire spectrum. And it's just great to see the work they do as well, to be honest with you. We've seen everything from food markets to Eurovision competitions to Skyping relatives across the country. So what the programme achieves, the two main things is it allows, embracing diversity in the classroom, which is very noticeable now in the Irish classroom. And also it's an opportunity to bring in parents and the wider community to the work the school is doing.
I would absolutely love to see the module on Brexit in relation to this and how you can make that simple for small children. That one would be fascinating, Ryan. Again, like as I said to you, it's a no-brainer. It's a fantastic idea. Schools who aren't aware of it, parents listening this morning, school teachers listening this morning, maybe on a coffee break or whatever, that are reckoning the same as us that this is such a fantastic idea. How do they enrol? What's the procedure?
Yeah, so it's very straightforward. So basically, bluestarprogram.ie is the website. And when you log onto the website, on the top tab in big letters, there's register now. So the teacher fills in all the details, the form is submitted, and then we reply to you, and then you're away, and we start. So Friday the 28th of September is the deadline for registration. So we recommend all schools to register as soon as possible, and then we'll get started pretty much from the 1st of October.
And is there a plan, Ryan, to extend this into second level?
Not necessarily. So I suppose there are other projects that are going on in secondary school, and perhaps it's something down the line that will be discussed, but at the moment there isn't. But again, I'm sure there is, or I'm not sure, I know there is other projects that are going on at the moment in secondary school. The other thing actually that the programme is, that we hope to achieve with the programme and that is constantly used, is that it's actually easily integrated into other programmes. So I know loads of schools do things like the e-twinning programme, and we're very happy for schools because we appreciate if schools have loads of projects and programmes going on, that for taking this another programme on could be a lot of work. We're happy for those programmes to be integrated, and the setup of the Blue Star programme is tailored to fit that.
It's absolute genius, Ryan. It really, really is. Tell me this, is there a comparable programme running in schools throughout Europe? Now, the way I'm coming at this really, I suppose the real question I'm asking is, yes, the Irish children are going to learn all about Europe and the other countries, traditions, cultures, blah, 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 the institutions, all that. Is there something running on the other countries in Europe that they will learn about Ireland?
So I suppose the Blue Star programme is definitely unique in terms of the other EU member states, in terms of the way it's set up here. It is very different. I suppose the Counter Act, even though there isn't a setup exactly like it in Europe, their European modules, are more widely used than perhaps in the national primary curriculum here. So I suppose that's where the Balancing Act does come into it. So no, it is unique, but I've no doubt, especially with the e-twinning, which I mentioned earlier, where schools get to twin pretty much exactly with other schools on the continent, you can see that relationship of schools across the continent learning about Irish schools and Irish culture as well. So definitely there is space for it to be a two-way street for sure.
And of course, Ryan, any time that an initiative like this is discussed, the first question that people are going to be asked, is there a cost?
No, there is no cost to it at all to schools. It's completely voluntary. It's up to the schools themselves. They sign up for the programme. And then again, I mentioned the other organisations that are involved. So we send out material which the European Commission have gathered for us, and all that is free of charge for the school. So no, absolutely not.
And I presume as well, Ryan, that with programmes like these, that there is, a sort of an analysis being carried out from time to time to see the benefits of them. Has there been one carried out in relation to the Blue Star? And if so, what are the benefits that have been earmarked?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the Blue Star program is reviewed absolutely every year, and we go through it meticulously in all the details. I suppose the first thing we've noticed is that it has grown, which I said. So in terms of, we've had every county across the country has been involved in the program since 2014. So that's something that's very important to us, that it is touching every county across the country. In terms of, like, the essence of what the schools are learning and the pupils are learning, I think the biggest success that we've seen and the biggest review that we've seen is about that diversity in the classroom being embraced. So, like, I know even when I went to school, the multicultures in the class wouldn't be next or near as vast as it is now going into the classroom. So what we've noticed that the program has offered an opportunity for pupils from other nationalities to learn about their cultures with other students in the class and vice versa, and it's all embraced. So that's probably the biggest thing we've seen in terms of reviewing it and the success that it's providing in the classroom.
And I suppose, no, this is being very crude and taking stuff right back to the bottom line basics here. But we'll say, for example, and I know it's a hard thing to do because as such exams don't exist, you know, in primary schools, but the kids are being, they do history, they do their exams as the year goes through. I know they're not like what we see in junior and leaving cert. But do we see a marked difference between the results that kids are getting in schools that have embraced this as opposed to schools that haven't? Or do we look at that?
Well, I suppose it's kind of hard to say. Like, we're 8 years into the programme, so it's in a lot of ways, it's old, but it's also quite new. So as I said, we've had 1,000 school registrations, but there is about 3,500 schools across the country. So there's still more kind of schools to get embraced with. So in terms of noticing the difference, in terms of that, it's hard to say yet, because there is, if I'm trying to think of the top of my head now, I think there's about 9 or 10 schools that have done the program from the start to all the way through. So that would have been pupils from junior infants to sixth class. So it's only really now in the next 3-4 years where we will start to see the effects of those who've done the Blue Star program, what it's like when they go into secondary school, and also what it's like in their just day-to-day lives.
But I would imagine, Ryan, that, you know, common sense would tell you that they're coming from a stronger point, and that they will have a better grounding in even the simple things like, you know, history, geography, culture, creativity. But even the one that sticks out as the boring one, the institutions of the EU, like, they are going to have a big advantage over schools that didn't do this programme.
I suppose it's something we would like to think so, and it's something that we're trying to push for, that it is the benefit of the programme, is that this is a good chance to learn about those things, as you keep mentioning about the institutions in particular. That is quite a hard topic to teach kids, certainly the very young kids, but we're offering a chance for that to be learned in some capacity, in whatever way the kids can take it on. And as you said, that's a good foundation for them going forward. So yes, absolutely, we think the programme is definitely worthwhile, and it's going to be worthwhile to the pupils going forward. But again, it's the teachers and the pupils, they take out of it what they will. We're just happy to provide them with the material and the content and let them go for that.
I'm looking here, Ryan, just to quote one of your figures, 1,000 schools across the country participate, and there are schools representative of every county in the country. You threw out a figure there a while ago, I think, of, did you say 3,500 schools nationwide? How many schools can you actually cater
that's
for?
An approximate figure.
How many schools could you cater for, Ryan?
So I suppose as many as possible, I suppose, is the only answer to it. Like I said, we had 283 schools last year, was the most that we had, was a record last year. So again, we're just happy to, with a registration deadline, once schools register by that, we'll see what the number is, and then we'll just keep growing and growing. But as you said earlier, the programme has been reviewed constantly, so we'll review it, and then we'll make the appropriate changes to always meet the demands. So we're always getting teachers' feedback, we're always getting feedback from I suppose anyone else who's involved with the programme, to make sure that we're able to cater to the programme growing.
Excellent stuff, Ryan. And Friday the 28th of August is your deadline for applying, and how do people do it once more, Ryan, before parents or teachers out there who, I mean, if you can't see the benefit of this, you shouldn't be in the education system, quite frankly. So people who want to get involved, how do they do it, Ryan?
Yeah, so it's the 28th of September is the deadline, and it's bluestarprogram.ie. And when you go onto the page, the top tab, there's a big register now tab, and you go into that, and the teacher sends in the registration form, and then you'll get an email from one of the members of our team, and we'll go from there.
Ryan Leavis, thanks a million for joining us. It's reading through the email, it was the first time I heard the Blue Star, but I as I said to you, it's an absolute no-brainer. It is. I just wish that something like that had been knocking around in my time, because it is definitely something I would have enjoyed, Ryan. I would have enjoyed it. But, I mean, it's just, it's a fabulous, fabulous thing. And it, I think as well, Ryan, it's fair to say that the way this is set up, I think that this could actually make the learning of the topics even easier than it is coming from the books.
Oh, we would like to think so too, just in terms of giving that opportunity to think outside the box and be creative and be colourful and be vibrant with making flags and learning about other cultures and dressing up in other costumes and learning different music from other countries. That opportunity is a great thing that we'd like to think, and we're very proud that the Blue Star Programme provides that.
Ryan, thank you so much for joining me. It has been a pleasure, my friend. Thanks a million, Ryan.
Thank you very much.
Bye now. Bye-bye.